Well, with more mouths to feed than ever, the world's farmers are searching for ways to be more productive. And it looks like they've found it right under their own noses by measuring what they do and then analysing that data to do it even better. This is the world of big data, where everything that happens on a farm can be measured right down to the smallest detail. But as farmers collect more and more of this data, they're starting to wonder who actually owns this information. Bill Tromp compiled this report.
From the cabin of his giant harvester, Neil Postlethwaite casts his eyes across the wheat field. Like much of the grain belt in southern Australia, the crop has been a disappointment, with way too little rain during the growing season.
It's well below average. In fact, in our area, the benchmark is the 1982 drought, and there are quite a few people that are putting it on par with that.
With just a few days before harvest wraps up, Neil is taking comfort from the small screen that sits at eye level in the cabin. Known as a yield monitor, it's like a personal agronomist telling Neil how he can do better next time around. A little less fertiliser here, a little more weed spray there.
As the grain is coming into the box, it goes across a pressure sensor which measures the weight of the grain. Then that's tallied up with the GPS information that tells you where the harvester is in the field. And then the two pieces of information are merged together so that at a later stage you can download the data and view it on a map that you can identify where the poorer and better areas of the paddock yielded.
This sort of technology is widely used in the United States grain belt with mind-boggling results, according to US ag consultant Mark Faust.
The data as it's gathered allows you to program sprayers to spray or not spray in certain sections of land as you're driving over it, and thus, you know, potentially saving you hundreds of thousands or maybe even millions, depending on the size of your farm.
Every day across the world's farmlands, data is being gathered from sensors built into just about any piece of equipment. Tractors, sprayers, harvesters, cattle tags, milking machines, aerial drones. And what's got Mark Faust really excited is how this data can be uploaded and shared.
The minds that are on Wall Street that analyze financial data, when we get that same kind of brain power analyzing agronomic data, as I see with great agronomists every day, I meet agronomists who can literally increase the profitability of growers by 20-30%, and not making that much of a change in the upward investment or inputs. But just being more strategic about things, it's just going to be extremely powerful.
Right now, the readouts from Neil Postlethwaite's Western Victorian wheat farm are for his eyes only. But the technology exists for the data to be beamed out from Neil's header to virtually anyone, anywhere in the world. Those most keen to capture and analyse it are big corporations wanting to know what's happening on the ground. Netherlands-based tech expert Danny Mekic.
One obvious one is, of course, the manufacturers of the machines. The second one are the companies that are producing the seeds. And the third very important one are the supermarket chains. Mm-hmm. Of course, they also need their data. Everyone needs the data to improve their own yield or their production or their products. But the most important one in these are not these companies, but it's about the farmers themselves. They're actually, I think, the one that are bringing the most value in the chain.
Farmers are starting to wonder just who owns their data, when information can be transferred to the all-knowing, all-seeing iCloud or any other remote storage service, sometimes without the farmer being aware of it. The American Farm Bureau recently tackled this issue head-on, demanding big corporations protect farmers' rights. The likes of Monsanto, DuPont, Deere and Dow signed a code of conduct to specify that farmers own the information collected on their property and that companies collecting and distributing that data must specify how it will be used. Danny Mekic says farmers need to start valuing their data as a tradable commodity, just like any other farm product.
I think that it's about time that farmers all over the world, not only in Australia, are going to cooperate more and more together with big data, using each other's knowledge and innovations. But in order to do that, of course, first of all, they need to have a place where they can find each other. And in that way, if you want to grow your farm, or if you have a strategic question, or if you have a problem with your yield, you can easily find someone else in the world, another farmer, that can help you.
Some producers are already developing their own custom-made programs to analyse data. New Zealand sheep farmer Neil Gardine uses an aerial drone to monitor pasture growth and ideal stocking rates. The drone itself is literally child's play. In this case, 14-year-old son Mark.
There's an app on the iPad and you just connect it to the drone and basically you just tap on a Google map where you want the drone to go and you just set the, say, how high you want to fly it and how fast, and then just press go and it'll go off and do that for you.
Neil Gardine is working with scientists to develop a computer app to assess the data that comes from the drone to improve flock management. But not everyone has the skill to develop data analysis software, and that's why futurist Paul Higgins is urging farmers to set up a new age of cooperatives to add value to their data.
An example that I've been giving to farmers is, you know, people are scared of this sort of stuff, but there's a PE teacher in Bort in Victoria, right, population 780 people or something, who is actually marketing his PE geek, and he now provides apps for tablets and smartphones all around the world for physical education teachers and also sport, you know, people who want to improve their own sporting ability. And he does that with a group of tech developers in the Ukraine that act as subcontractors. So it's that sort of capacity that I'm talking about building within agriculture in a new wave of cooperatives so that farmers can actually share in that value rather than just be the recipients of it and get a greater cut of that value.
So that's a futurist Paul Higgins urging farmers to tap into the vast resources of big data collected from farmers all around the world.